The president is absolutely wrong, and you don't even need the War Powers Resolution because the Constitution is enough, and he can't go to war without permission from the Congress. So the War Powers Resolution was meant to put some restraints on the president, and technically I'm not all that excited about the War Powers Resolution, believing the Constitution would be enough. But it is a real insult to the American people, and it's an insult to Congress for him to say, I don't even need to tell you. All I need to do is get a UN resolution and then use the force through NATO. NATO was set up to fight and stand up against the communists. So they're searching for a mission. Instead of now defending Europe, they're starting wars.
On the bigger question, do you think the administration's goal and the policy of the United States should be regime change in Libya?
Absolutely not. It's none of our business. We ought to just stay out of it.
None of our business.
None of our business. We don't need to be in there. That's a commercial business going over there. And that's why the British have commercial interests. The British and the French have commercial interests. And I'm sure we do, too. We've been doing business with Gaddafi for the past 5 years. And now the oil is over in the east. That's where the rebels are. And I understand that there's very likely some Al-Qaeda there. So we're probably inadvertently and getting involved in something that is going to have blowback and a consequence. Already we have the consequence. It's costing way too much money. We don't have any money. We're getting involved there, and it's not going to be in our self-interest. This is detrimental.
Do you worry at all?